We're joined in the media center by our number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Clay Milliken. His 3.628 second pass sets the track record. Yeah. And national record at 322.04 miles per hour. That was his 11th number one qualifying position of his career, and he bests his national record that he set last season. You go through the lights, they talk to Grubby, and he goes, yeah, the car just went A to B. Is it really, I mean, is it that simple when you run numbers like that?
That whole thing is 100% David Grubnik and the guys that work on this car. I told everyone yesterday, he's in the 10%. You know, I said that whole thing yesterday. 90% follow the 10%. He is definitely in the 10%. And to be honest, he's one of a kind because he does run this car completely different than anybody else out here. And he's just a bad dude. That's what I said as soon as I got out of the car. He's a bad dude. And, you know, I kind of had an idea of where we were going to try to run before the car started. But we had that long delay there for a little cleanup. And I seen some changes being made. So at that point, it was kind of out the window. I didn't know well as what he was doing, to be honest with you. But I knew about 330 feet. And I'm like, it ain't what he told me it was going to run. I knew that for sure. And I'm just going to go on and look at the camera and tell everybody right now, the driver made a boo-boo. I shut the car off early. If you've noticed, it only went 322 mile an hour, only 322. I shut it off early. And my explanation to Grubby, which was very brief, looking at the data while I was changing clothes, was I was leaving you some room so we can reset the record again. That's a driver excuse from page number 742, section 1, paragraph 2. Because we all have a driver handbook of mistakes we made. But the good thing about working with David Grubnik is he is a driver, and he has that same book. So, you know, I don't know if that's good or bad, actually, now that I think about it. He knows all the excuses, but I did shut it off a touch early. But, you know, incredible numbers, and it's only the second full run on that car. And Grubby will tell you that, you know, yes, we're all excited about it, and it is awesome to reset our own national record, but we still don't. He hasn't really got a grasp on this car. And I was just talking to Mike Lewis back there, and he said, oh, DSR car is working for you pretty good. Now we got to figure out what you guys are doing. But they've got so many runs on them. You know, we are learning. It's obviously a good car, and it's going to be a great car. Tomorrow's what counts. We had a lot of green hats last year, and we want some more yellow ones. And obviously going to be a good car, but he and the team have to, you know, figure out some consistency. But the things he did in testing, much as we struggled, I told you yesterday, some of them he said he would keep, some of them he wouldn't, and I think some of the ones he kept obviously is working. So
what did you think was going to run? What were you guys set up to run before the change?
When we were back in the staging lanes, 65-66. That was kind of the number in the staging lanes, and from that point I kind of shut off whatever he's doing, and me and him really kind of quit talking. If y'all ever notice him lean in and say something, then it's something fairly important that he needs me to do as far as driving the car. So in my mind, 65, 66 back here, and then with the long delay, I knew there was changes being made, so I kind of knew he wasn't trying to slow it down, but I honestly, I got a brief glimpse of the scoreboard, and I'm like, wow. I saw the 62, and I was like, wow. Maybe that's why I shut it off early, because it was getting there so quick. I was trying to look up at it. I don't know. But incredible run by this team. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. I mean, we are, you know, a single-car team. We're a very small team, and we work out of the Nitro barn. I talk about that all the time, and the kids working on this car, 100% dedicated and amazing. And, you know, Doug and Whitney, they are just awesome to let us keep doing this. We're spending all of your money.
It's worth it tonight.
She says it's worth it tonight. Y'all got that on camera, right, Bobby? Yes.
So, shut down early on the third qualifying. You came back for a record differently between three and four.
Again, that's back to the chassis, trying to figure out what this car wants. Q3 today, we were an 8-16, 60 foot, and it was actually shaking at 40 feet. And Grubby's quote was kind of funny. He said, "Man, I'm strangely excited that this car has that much bite to go that quick while shaking." He said, "But now I got to figure out what to do with it." So, I can assure you that all these runs we're making, he spends hours and hours and hours at home working on what he's got for data. Again, the single car team, we don't share that information, so he has to take everything we got and dissect it, and he does an amazing job with it.
So then in the fourth pass, did you back off a little?
Shaking typically means that you have not gave it enough power. So 8/16, 60-foot shaking, and it wants more. That goes back to that DSR chassis. It has a lot of bite in it, and I keep saying we. I have nothing to do with how that thing's run except stomping on the loud pedal. But, you know, he's got to continue to figure out, you know, what does this chassis want? And so it actually was hopped up more to make it not shake. We all know the track here is always phenomenal, and the weather was fantastic today, and I think it's going to be the same way tomorrow. And I would not be a bit surprised if, I hope it's us, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the record set again tomorrow if we have weather like this. And it's a handful of teams that can do what we just did.
Louis, anything?
What'd you wake me up?
You're never quiet.
Good. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.